December 6, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Bow in the Cloud. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth, Genesis 9:13. It is the will of God that human beings should get into moral relationship with him, and his covenants are for this purpose. Why does not God save me? He has saved me, but I have not entered into relationship with him. Why does God not do this and that? He has done it. The point is, will I step into covenant relationship? All the great blessings of God are finished and complete, but they are not mine until I enter into relationship with him on the basis of his covenant. Waiting for God is incarnate unbelief. It means that I have no faith in him. I wait for him to do something in me that I may trust in that. God will not do it, because that is not the basis of the God and man relationship. Man has to go out of himself in his covenant with God, and God goes out of himself in his covenant with man. It is a question of faith in God, the rarest thing. We have faith only in our feelings. I do not believe God unless he will give me something in my hand, whereby I may know I have it. Then I say, now I believe. There is no faith there. Look unto me, and be ye saved, said Jesus. When I have really transacted business with God on his covenant, I have let go entirely. There is no sense of merit, no human ingredient in it at all, but a complete overwhelming sense of being brought into union with God. And the whole thing is transfigured with peace and joy. That's the end of Oswald's text. God wants to have a relationship with us. God has provided everything necessary for us to have that relationship. And all we have to do is walk into that relationship. Our part is as simple as humbling ourselves to the point of accepting his way as the only way. God has created the opportunity for a relationship, but what he's looking for is a relationship that produces in us a faith that removes all fear, all doubt, all worry. If I continue to worry, as Oswald said in his May 23rd message, even that demonstrates that I don't believe God has the power to deal with the little things in my life. And yet, it's only the little things, or generally the little things, that trouble us most. The bottom line is, God has provided everything, and God's will be done. The question is, do I want to be a part of the blessing? I now view the will of God as unchangeable, immutable, and indestructible. God's purpose will be done, whether I participate with him or not when he calls my name. If he needs someone to speak to another, then I am willing to be that spokesperson. I will receive the blessing, and God will receive the glory. If I decide not to participate in that particular interchange, God will bring someone else to deliver his message, because his message will always be delivered. So the question for me always remains, do I want to be in the place of proximity to God, in the place where all the action is, in the place where the glory of God is manifest, and the place where the blessing of God is mine?